The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Turn it up!
On 99.7 DJX.
Hi there, Kelly.
Hi.
It's 5:35, 42 outside. Good morning. I've got something for your, to whip your sports out. All right?
Already?
Yeah, no. I'm gonna give you some, like, knowledge that you can use later.
Oh, okay. All right? I'm gonna put this in my back pocket.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This will be for you later.
To put in my arsenal.
Sure.
Okay.
Do you have any idea, if I say the name Mike Trout, do you know who I'm talking about?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
So do you know why?
I remember, can you whip your sports out on me already? I saw his name last night.
Yeah.
But remind me of why I know him.
Mike Trout has just agreed to largest contract in sports history.
Explain it to me. Why is he so amazing?
Mike Trout is a good baseball player.
Okay. I need him to be better than good if it's this amount of money.
He's a center fielder for the Los Angeles Angels.
A center fielder? Okay.
And
does he hit like a million home runs every game?
He has finalized a 12-year, $430 million deal.
That's okay.
So
can I say something? That's dumb.
He will. I'm giving you this to whip your sports out a little bit later.
All right.
With the sound effects and everything.
I'm putting all of it in my back pocket.
All right. Per at bat, about $66,000 every time he gets to the plate. About $66,000. Keep in mind, the average American household, the median income is about $61,000.
Okay.
He's making about $66,000 every time he steps to the plate.
Okay. I wonder if he thinks about that. Do you think he thinks about that?
He is 70 million shy of a $500 million.
Yeah, he should think about that. So, again, is he worth this? I don't know if any athlete is worth that amount of money.
I would probably argue the same thing for you as well. But
okay.
I would say that he's worth it if he puts butts in the seats and he...
What team is he on?
The Angels.
Oh, the Angels.
Los Angeles.
Do they like sell out their games every single time?
I mean, they were good last year.
Okay. But you said it comes down to getting butts in the seat. Are there enough butts in the seat to justify that kind of a paycheck?
I mean, wow.
And then I take it, and this is where my brain goes with this. How do the teammates feel about, because you know, you put these athletes' salaries out there,
absolutely.
And then their teammates have to be like,
wow.
Like, do you think they're knocking on the manager's door?
Don't touch Trout.
Like, hey, can we?
He's the golden boy.
Can we have a chat about? Give me a little bit more scratch. I don't know.
I will say that's got to be crazy. He's the most talented on that team.
Okay.
So I mean, he probably earns.
Is he the greatest of all time? I feel like this has to $430 million. The greatest of all
time. Crazy.
Like that's insane. Sanity.
So there you go. There's your little whipping your sports out a little bit later. You have a little bit more knowledge.
I'm keeping
to
that
go
my
with
front
Mike,
pocket.
Mike Trout.
Front pocket.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
front pocket material.
Yeah.
All right.
It feels like a lot. Like it should be like just even.
So you're gonna have that
not
little,
even purse, but backpack size. But I'm gonna say
you're gonna have a little bulge there.
It's closer. I'm just gonna whip that out real fast. That's what I'm going to do. Wow.
All right.
You know what? That's going to be a lot of fun for most people to wait. Like if they missed that last night or whatever, they're going to wake up this morning, they're going to hear that news.
And then they're going to go into their job.
And it's going to make them die a little inside.
right.
A little.
He makes $66,000 every time he's going to go to the plate?
Yeah.
Oh.
That kind of stuff. Those little fun facts, tidbits in the news kind of make me die a little inside.
You know, here's the thing. Like, he's in his 20s.
God, that makes me die even more.
So I couldn't imagine.
Is he married?
Like looking at my direct deposit. I have no idea.
Oh.
I looking at like my direct deposit and seeing that sort of money, like just get deposited every other, twice a month.
My bank account will reject it.
This
is a mistake.
Someone hacked you. Yeah, obviously. That's insane.
This is not correct.
Yeah. So,
wow. All right,
Mike Trout,
well, he is
largest contract
his best
in professional
life.
Sports history. Yeah, I mean, hey, you know what? get all the money you can. Like, I'm not mad at Mike Trout at all.
No, no one should
be. Absolutely
not. However, I am mad at the people throwing all that money at him because that's redonkulous.
I mean, what? Hey, you know what?
If seriously.
If someone were to offer you $430 million for doing what you're doing right now,
yes,
would you do it?
I would say, of course, sir.
Yeah.
I will gladly take that.
I am worth that. Thank you.
I would be thinking in my head, you're an absolute idiot, but I will take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to be the guy sitting next to him.
His agent's got to be pretty excited too.
Heck yes, he's the best agent ever. He's the real goat.
Like Tom Cruise and Jerry Maguire.
Show me
life. I know.
Oh, he's the real goat. Let's really shine the light on the real MVP, and that is the agent.
All right. So there you are. I had no idea we were going to start the show with sports news, but here we are, friends.
Whipping our sports out
like that. Like I said, Sports Authority. You always learn something here on the show.
That is just so fun.
Every morning.
That's fun. That's fun. I've died a little inside about 20 times already.
Okay. Today on the show, Craigslist misconnections.
That'll lift you back up. That'll lift you up. That makes you feel real good about your life choices, right?
Sure.
The yin, the yang.
The Florida Pancake Man.
Oh, he sounds fun.
Yeah. There's another cow on the loose. You know, we just talked about the one up in Indianapolis.
There's another one?
Yeah, not in Indy, though. So.
Well, maybe word's gotten around in the cow community, and they're like, hey, Carl was going YOLO at the Chick-fil-A. You know what?
Hey,
let's
Jeff.
Let's take his lead. Jeff, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go for a walk.
All right. So a lot of stuff to get to here on the show. Setting the bar coming up here in just about 10 minutes. Good morning, guys.
Yeah.
99.7 EJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Text message from a listener. I mean, we were just talking about...
whipping out the sports.
Yeah, whipping out the sports.
Mm-hmm.
Big contracts, all that.
Sure.
Text from a listener. Kelly.
Yeah.
Puts her sports in her front pocket. Unknowing person walks up. Hey, what's that bulge in your front of your pants? Kelly, that's just my... You got to give your... Sports!
It's my big sports.
Kelly, sound effects.
It's my big sports.
While pulling it out and whispering softly. Sports. It's my sports. Whipping my sports out.
They know us.
Whipping my sports out. So yeah, there you go. It proceeds every single time.
Yeah.
She's about to drop some sports knowledge.
Because, just so you know.
Because as we said yesterday, you know, Kelly kind of unassumingly has a little bit more sports knowledge than we give her credit for.
It's a sneak attack.
It is.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, coming up next, it's the Florida Pancake Man.
I'm excited to meet him. He sounds delicious, quite frankly.
Yeah, and it's also you're setting the bar.
Oh, awesome.
So there's a lot of fun rolled into that. On the way, 99.7 EJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar. This is where we give you a story. You just try not to do it, and you can think, you know what? I'm all right. Who's got two thumbs and ain't doing that?
This guy.
If you can manage to make it through the day without getting drunk and throwing pancake batter on someone, you're doing okay.
Yeah. That's a waste of good batter.
Yeah, Florida Pancake Man here. Dwayne Zimmerman. Dwayne.
No, Dwayne.
So Dwayne decided he was going to get drunk, and then... went to a house.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know the relationship between Dwayne and the woman who he ended up insulting, who was making pancakes in her house.
Oh, wow. Oh, she's probably real upset about
wasting those pancakes. Well, she was doing the great breakfast for dinner sort of thing.
I love that. It's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, yeah. So she was making pancakes for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
He insulted her.
Okay. And we're still not sure if he knows her or if she's just a complete total stranger. He's just like, I'm going to go walk in that house.
Yeah. Threw the bowl at her. Missed. Uh-huh. But pancake batter got in her hair and the bowl shattered and hit the wall. He's been charged with felony battery.
Well, that sounds like a really nice bowl if it's shattered. I use plastic bowls, so I'm impressed with that too.
Yeah, but Dwayne's doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Dwayne, if you're drunk and you're walking, regardless of how you know the person, if you walk in and she's making pancakes,
you sit down
and you eat till you're sober.
Please, can I have mine with chocolate chips, please?
I know. You sit there and you're like, I'm ready for more pancakes.
Yeah, he missed the boat on that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's why it's set in the bar. It's a Florida story combined as well. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting drunk and throwing pancake batter on someone, well, you're doing all right.
It's just a waste for everybody.
It's a waste.
Yeah.
You're doing it wrong, Dwayne.
Way wrong. Yes. Absolutely.
Sober up. Eat those pancakes.
Well, yes.
Don't throw it on the wall.
And then I'm guessing he wouldn't have had a beef with her. You know?
Yeah, that's setting the bar.
Well.
On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, School Supplies Authority. Buy more for your classroom, 30% off select items.
Locations, Louisville and E-Town, online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
Less than an hour and an opportunity for you to get in on that trip to Hollywood, Universal Studios. The Glitter Getaway, it wraps up this week, so we'll get a winner on Monday with 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. So, the Trifecta Grill in Illinois, short a busboy over the weekend. So, waitress was like, hey, my dad's not doing anything.
My dad's not doing anything? Let me give him a call.
He's recently retired.
Wow.
So, why don't we give him a call, see if he can, like, help.
Okay, honey.
Yeah. So, Bill, the dad.
Bill.
He was like, yeah, sure. Here's the thing. Bill is Dr. Bill. He's a recently retired cardiologist.
Get out.
Yeah.
I said, you know, this is not funny, but I was just thinking, I was like, what happens if there's some medical event and he just happened to be here on this night? And we were all kind of like laughing and jest about it.
Yeah. Well, guess what happened?
Plot twist.
Yeah, elderly patron began choking on her meal, and Dr. Bill stepped in, cleared the block air passage, saving the woman's life.
Dr. Bill,
sitting
busboy.
Right where you are, was choking on some food, and she wasn't really able to move air. She wasn't able to cough. She wasn't able to speak. Did the Heimlich maneuver, which is abdominal thrusts, where you put your fist like this and bring it up.
Dr. Bill still got it.
We did that two
Holy
or three
cow.
Times, and then she was able to clear the object.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Is it possible to go ahead and give him Employee of the Month?
I know.
I think he earned it.
Yes.
In a couple hours.
The waitress was
just
like,
on the job.
Hey, Dad, we're short-staffed. Can you, do you mind, like, bussing tables for us?
Okay, honey.
I know. And then all of a sudden, boom, saves a life.
Lifesaver.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah, there you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here. Powered by Raise Ford on 99.7 DJX. Ellie Goulding here now on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or smart speaker, just ask it to play 99.7 DJX radio and you can get us there. You can get our podcast, full shows, all that stuff. You see where they're looking to expand 71 between Zorn and the Snyder?
Yeah.
They're going to widen it.
Wow.
So it's not, yeah.
Oh my.
Look at that, we're growing.
Look at that.
Less traffic. Oh, my.
Yeah, hopefully less traffic for sure. Two phases of the project. This is still in the very early stages of this project, but they're in the process right now of selecting a design consultant. And so construction won't even be for about a year. But yeah, they're still talking about that. I-71 between Zorn and the Snyder there, widening it. So nice. All right.
All right.
I like that.
All right.
All right. Coming up, big trending story.
Yeah, free ice cream. I'm just going to dangle that. Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
All right, you dangle that carrot.
I'm dangling it.
And we'll play Bozzy. We'll come back with that on 99.7 DJX.
In 30 seconds.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Louisville Loot, and a chance at $1,000 every single day starts Monday. Starts Monday on 99.7 DJX, so that's pretty cool. All right, today, first day of spring.
Yeah, you know what that means? Do you know? It means free ice cream.
Yeah! Wow, okay.
You just got real, didn't it?
I guess
didn't
so,
it?
Yeah.
Didn't it? Ice cream lovers can get a free cone at your local DQ, Dairy Queen. You can get a free small vanilla soft serve cone at participating non-mall DQ and DQ grill and chill locations. Hey, but if you miss out on free cone day, they're going to offer up a small regular or dipped soft serve cone for 50 cents through the mobile app on the 21st through the 31st. Okay?
All right.
So the good ice cream feelings continue.
Free cone today.
Yes.
Not bad.
I mean, what are you going to do for lunch? Just ice cream.
Obviously, ice cream.
Just
now.
Ice cream. Yeah. Yes, that's all you need.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Where's the excitement? Your face is not excited at all.
Why didn't you give them the, like, all we do is win. Give us an anthem. That's winning.
Do we need?
Yes.
Kelly and I are so
Absolutely.
Excited.
No, not that. No, that's not the right one. No. Don't troll Lolo me. This is free ice cream for crying out loud. You give that some love. Come
Kids
on.
Don't scream.
Come on. All we never get to win anything, but then today we're winners.
Yeah. Everybody's a winner.
All I do is win, no matter what. Everyone gets ice cream.
In my
you
butt.
Know what's
All right, cool.
Isn't that the greatest news today? You're waking up
day.
On free ice cream day.
There it is.
That's what's happening.
You're living in this world.
And you know what else it is? Ben. You know what day it is?
What?
Hump day.
No. Okay.
Hump day, free ice cream.
And look at that. Chris Randolph, how are you, buddy? You see now where you can buy stuff directly on Instagram? How dangerous is that going to be?
Oh, that's so 99.7
DJX.
Yes. Oh, man, that is bad news for me.
In-app purchases started yesterday. So you can buy from like more than 20 brands like Adidas, H&M, Kylie Cosmetics, MAC Cosmetics.
I'm okay. With the H&M might bite me. But so far, with those other retailers,
have you ever
safe.
Heard of Warby Parker?
No, don't know what that is.
Revolve?
I've heard
yes.
of Revolve.
I've never heard of that.
Revolve's expensive.
Yeah, but it's real pricey.
Yeah.
But cute.
Yeah. So there you go. More brands are going to be coming in and joining the
super dangerous.
The Insta shopping.
It's like they're Amazon now. Are they going to add in like Prime shipping? Don't do that.
Oh, God.
Don't do that.
Gosh.
Don't do that. That's too dangerous.
Oh, man.
That's too,
Yeah. Like around Christmas. I got a Prime account
yes.
on trial just so I could have the benefit, and I went a little nuts.
Yes.
Because it's so easy. It's like, have it tomorrow. Free shipping.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
And it's like magic.
I know.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, couple glasses of wine. All right.
And listen, and then you dive into the wormhole of Amazon Prime Video, and then you're all like, well, that's like... That's a whole new world, too. That'll grab you. That's worth the price of admission right there.
Insta is going with Amazon yet, but that's probably on the way.
Sure.
I mean, they probably hear us talking about it right now.
And they're like,
our phones can hear us, and then they put it all in our Instagram feed.
Yeah.
So it's sponsored.
Absolutely.
They know what we're talking about.
Wait.
They're partnering with PayPal right now to process the payments.
Just to see if Revolve ends up in my feed.
Oh, yeah.
Revolve's in my feed already.
Is it really?
They knew.
It's not yet in mine.
So yeah, Insta shopping is a thing. You can buy items from more than 20 brands without ever leaving Instagram.
I'm waiting.
Good stuff.
Oh, there's Amazon.
Amazon
Prime.
See? Amazon's first.
They hear us.
They hear you.
Literally, they hear us.
Yep.
Screenshot that.
All right, coming up next, it's a phone tap. After God's Plan, Drake.
Oh, I might want to buy that.
DJX.
I've been moving. Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Jeff wrote to us and said, hey, my good friend Brian.
Oh, Brian.
Recently donated some boxes of old clothes to Goodwill. He also made sure to immediately post a selfie on Instagram of himself in the act, including some statement about doing his part for those in need.
Hmm. All right.
Thanks, Jeff. That's all. I just put that out there. He's like, I know you're going to know what to do.
Welcome to your phone tap, Brian.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, Brian. This is Robert Hassenpepper calling. I'm the intake manager over at your local Goodwill store.
Sure, yeah. I just brought you guys some stuff last week.
Right. Yeah, that's actually why I'm calling. You see, we've had an influx of people donating ever since that Mary Commando show on Netflix. And I can honestly say there really isn't much of anything of value in any of the boxes that you donated. And I'm just hoping that you'll come and take it all back.
What are you talking about? There's plenty of good stuff in there. And you can't just give it back. It's a donation.
Well, you see, Brian, it's only a donation if someone else could get some use out of it. So you had things like single shoes in there. What are we supposed to do with shoes? Like, I don't have a buddy.
Look, I'm sorry about all that, but I didn't do it on purpose. There's still good clothes in there, at least six pairs of jeans.
Right. right. Brian, are you talking about the ones covered in paint stains or the ones with the suspicious-looking stain on the rear end?
This is ridiculous. If you don't like something, you're free to throw it away. You must throw away stuff all the time.
Well, yes, that is correct, Brian, but we rarely get anyone who donates nothing but garbage. I mean, what do you think we'd do with these old handkerchiefs?
Look, I don't remember any of those things in there, but look, I'm sorry, okay? I won't donate any more stuff if you don't want it.
Well, that's good to hear, but I believe we have given you a receipt for making that charitable donation, so I'm going to have to kindly ask if you would return that as well.
What? No. I made the donations, and, you know, that's the end of it.
Well, you see, Brian, I would consider that defrauding a charity if you're able to make some tax money on your garbage while we have to throw it away.
Okay, I've heard just about enough of this. I mean, for God's sake, I was just trying to do something nice.
Well, Jeff suspects that you probably just wanted some credit for it on Instagram.
What's that supposed to mean?
That means Jeff wrote us here at the Ben and Kelly Show and set you up for a little phone tap this morning.
Oh, man, no way. That's so weird.
Isn't that like yours? Well.
Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX, 7 Rings. You know, Rodgers and Hammerstein, who do the original, like, Sound of Music, where she kind of takes that from. They earn 90% of the royalties made from that song.
From that song? They get 90%?
Now, Rodgers and Hammerstein, obviously, they're no longer living. So their musical catalog goes to someone else. But yes, wow. 90%.
Holy cow.
Not bad.
Did she consider that when she was incorporating those lyrics?
YOLO.
Wow.
Her receipts are looking like phone numbers. She really doesn't
care. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Her receipts looking like phone numbers.
All right.
There you go. All right. Congratulations. There's a cow loose in New York City, and they've got police helicopters on it.
These are live pictures now from Chopper 4. We were over the northbound side of the Major Deegan Expressway here. This is just a little bit north of Yankee Stadium.
Wow, yeah, they are taking this like very seriously.
I mean, you don't really see cows in New York City.
Yeah.
You know, up in Indianapolis, you see one walking around, and you're like, oh, it gets passed around on Facebook 1,000 times.
Yeah,
and
even
you're
more like, perfect when it's right, at the Chick-fil-A, for crying out loud, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's Indiana, so you're like, well, obviously it's Indiana. It's cows.
Yeah.
But New York City.
And you can see that somehow a cow wound up on the northbound or in the northbound lanes. Cops responded quickly to the scene. The animal's down on the ground, obviously distressed. You can tell by the way the animal is breathing.
So the cow's a little bit scared out of its element there.
A lot of buildings, a lot of cars.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I've seen the movie Pets. Things happen. New York City.
You mean Secret Life of Pets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we first arrived down on the scene about 10 minutes or so ago, that cow was kind of just laying there, seemed to be calm, and then all of a sudden something set him off, and then he started jumping around, and cops had to quickly get out of its way.
Yeah, so nobody was injured. The cow was returned to an animal sanctuary. But here's the thing. This is the third disturbance by loose animals in this area of New York City, the first being a goat, the second a lamb.
Goat, lamb, and cow now.
Yeah. So all in the same area, there's a goat, a lamb, and now a cow loose in New York City.
You know what? They're getting a whole dose of nature.
Yeah, what is going
on? In the city.
So do you...
No.
I mean, being in New York City, they probably don't know.
No, but we don't need to know.
I don't think they know.
We need to know. That's... Wow. No, well, no, no.
I mean, we've gone down...
I don't think
we've
gone
down the goat wormhole.
I don't think we need to investigate.
Have you ever
how
wondered,
baby cows are made? I don't I'm think curious. We need to.
Have you ever wondered what it sounds
no,
like?
No, I really haven't.
I
haven't.
Be educated.
I haven't.
How
they probably move.
Cows
Let's leave it
made?
At that. Let's leave it at that.
Oh wow, 2.2 million views can't be wrong.
How are there millions of views on every single one of these animal mating videos? How many? Why? How? Who are the people watching these just for fun? Just for fun.
All right.
What's going on?
All right.
We seem very, very close in proximity, Mr. Cameraman.
Yeah, the cameraman's right up there.
He's in the mix.
He's getting ready to get up. Oh, here. Oh.
Hey.
Oh, there's some action getting ready to happen.
How many are there?
Oh, there we go. That bowl.
Wait. Hey.
They didn't even, like, try to find a private corner.
Look at that tail wagging.
Well, yeah, your tail will be wagging, too.
Wow.
Oh, my.
They're just all, like, kind of...
They're walking
while they're dancing
doing
right
it.
Now.
They're walking.
Yes,
they're
no,
walking
they're not
while
even,
that's happening.
Oh, there's more.
There's another one.
There's more.
They're within the same space of
Whoa.
Each other.
What is this, the cow version of Eyes Wide Shut? I don't understand what just happened.
All right, that was kind of anticlimactic when it came to noise. They were the silent breeders.
Silent lovers.
They were silent lovers.
Anticlimactic. Why?
They were very silent.
Hey,
when
they're trying to be respectful. They're in the same room as their peers.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They're just like, hey, psh, Betty.
Hey, wait.
Betty.
Quick, there.
Quick one.
They're not turning around and looking. It's fine.
They're not looking. Come on.
Distracted.
All right, there you are. Cows, New York City. 99.7 DJ.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, we go from that to tooting trolls. That's coming up next.
Perfect.
Opportunity for you to get in on that trip to Hollywood, California.
Perfect segue.
Yeah. Expect nothing less, right?
Uh-huh.
99.7 EJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, school supplies, learning tools for everyone, teachers, daycares, churches, parents and kids.
Locations, Louisville and E-Town, online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
Hey, Kelly, touch this for me real quick.
I'm not touching that.
Touch it.
I'm not touching it.
Use your finger.
I'm not touching
Come
it.
Come on,
I'm not
please.
Touching it.
Oh,
you can't make me.
Gentle. Gently. See what happens?
So immature.
Just the right amount of pressure.
That's right. That's all we needed. Just the gentle touch of Kelly. That's all we needed.
I didn't touch it.
502-571-9970. Ninth caller, get in on the glitter getaway trip to Universal and Hollywood, California.
Yes.
All right. Get in on that. Good luck. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Kelly, will you just touch it again?
No, I'm not doing that. No. You don't.
Thank you. Hey, Leslie, what are you doing?
I'm driving my son to school.
Oh, where's he go to school?
He goes to Mail.
Nice. Guess what? You are in to win. Congratulations.
Yay, thank you.
You are welcome. We have got some tickets for you to go to the Little Mermen, which is a Disney song cover band, which is pretty cool, at the Mercury Ballroom. But then you're, of course, in for that trip for you and a guest out to Hollywood, to Universal Studios.
Yay, that's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Another shot for you to get in on that coming up 9 o'clock on 99.7 DJX. All it needs is just a gentle touch.
Nope.
That's all it needs.
Not doing it.
Yeah.
My finger's not touching that.
You've already touched it, though.
I haven't, actually.
All right.
I just sit here.
All right, feel good. Feel good. Do this every single hour, powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city, visit RaiseFord.com. Thomas and Gus made history.
Okay, why?
They made history on Sunday as the first blind person and guide dog to complete the New York City Half Marathon.
Get out.
Yeah, Thomas, he was the one running, well, along with his 7-year-old yellow lab, Gus.
Good puppers.
I know.
That is a 25 out of 10 on a good pupper scale.
So Gus had also lab leaders of Wesley and Waffle.
They had to do some shifts.
Yeah, they did some shifts with the half marathon because, you know, 13.
The dog didn't train
I was gonna say,
for that.
The dog didn't sign up to run the 13 miles.
Nope.
So Wesley, Waffle, and Gus all participated
what
to
a troop.
Help Thomas, completely blind, finish a half marathon.
That's amazing.
Which is, pretty cool there.
That's so incredible.
Pretty cool there.
If your name's Waffle, you're not training. You're eating those waffles.
Yes.
That's why he wasn't ready and had to switch out.
That is my favorite pupper's name, Waffle.
Waffle is a good name. On a scale of like 1 to 10 on dog name,
that's fantastic.
That's through the roof there. There you are. A little feel good for you. Thomas and Gus.
Maybe donut and pancake could also have been thrown in there to really make it.
That's right.
Perfection.
That could have been the litter. Yeah,
yes,
it could have made up the litter,
entire,
for sure.
The whole group.
For
That's
sure.
That's all we needed.
Feel good. Powered by Raise Ford there on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. As you're probably like popping a Keurig pod there, a little K-cup in your Keurig. You know, get some coffee here this morning. Know that next year, can have cocktails in your K-Cup.
Wow.
Yeah. Anheuser-Busch and Keurig are developing cocktails.
That's next level.
Yeah.
Now I might have to get one.
Right.
But I'm probably just going to pour some Arbor Mist in it. And then
oh, my God.
There we go. They have Arbor Mist K-Cups? That would be great.
So it's I don't think you can actually, like, use your old Keurig for these.
Of course not. You got to buy the new one.
Yeah, you
got
to buy the new one. Of course. That will.
What are they, Apple?
Yeah, right?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, for sure.
No shade, but right, kind of. Buy right. The Keurig X.
Yes.
So there you go. The machine will be about $300.
Oh, casual.
Yeah, casual. Sure. Right. About $300, but you'll soon be able to get some cocktails like you would coffee.
Hey, if you go to Bed Bath & Beyond, you got that 20% coupon, Ryan,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, this is what you do. You start saving up your 20% coupons
expire.
Now.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't matter. Just, and you it roll says in it there, is, but it doesn't matter.
You roll in there with about five of those.
Yes, you can use five at a time.
Like, here we go. Boom, yeah. Boom, boom.
Okay, I'm going to need about like 10, 15 of those Arbor Mist K-Cups. I'm just saying, if they put a suggestion.
Well, we all know that's going to be the biggest game changer for the office ladies. Is it coffee or is it cocktails? I don't know. Oh, my.
Yeah. You're right. All right, Post Malone, it's 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Louisville Loot returning on Monday. 18 chances to win $1,000 every single day. That starts on Monday here with 99.7 DJX. A lot of festivals have announced their lineups.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
So Woodstock 50 announced their lineup. Jay-Z, The Killers, a lot of people, and of course some acts that were in the original Woodstock. It's the 50th anniversary.
Oh,
we've got
gosh.
That up at WDJX. Oh yeah, it's going to be like a ton of different.
The
types
last time
of
they did
acts.
This was like 1994, right?
I think
like,
so.
Like Woodstock has come back before, but it's been probably 20 some years.
Yeah, but this is the 50th anniversary,
yeah,
so
yeah.
That's why it's a
oh,
big deal.
Oh, was it like the 25th anniversary they came back? Maybe that's what it is.
Possibly.
All right.
So, and then what was it, Lollapalooza?
Lollapalooza just announced their lineup as well.
And Glastonbury, it's a big festival over in the UK.
All right.
They skip a year to kind of let the farmland where it's hit, you know, held recover a little bit.
Oh.
So it's a big deal. They're very excited that it's the year that they get to have that. And among the headliners, The Killers, The Cure, Stormzy, Kylie Minogue, and Janet Jackson.
Okay.
So Janet Jackson was excited to share the news with her fans. There is if the untrained eye might not notice it, but if you compare the original poster that the Glastonbury Festival tweeted out, and then you look at the poster that Janet Jackson tweeted out, there's a little bit of an edit made in where Janet Jackson's name is first.
did she cut and paste?
Hey, you guys, it's like,
stop it.
I probably didn't know.
Stop it.
They didn't realize that she just made that
she's
little
like,
change.
I don't even know who the Killers are.
Just move them down the line just a scooch.
Oh my gosh.
Boop, just put me right. Boop, right there in the front.
Oh, there it is.
So there it is.
Hey, well, yeah. Here, let's. I'm going to
read. I got it up at WDJX.com.
That is funny.
You can see the both. Yeah. Just, you know, she's probably just like, you know what? They meant to just boop, put me right there
now,
in the
now, are we sure that she did
front.
That?
Well, don't know.
Okay, you're right.
I'm
you're
not
right.
Going
like,
to sit there and,
like
and think she's got amazing Photoshop skills. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, but it doesn't take a whole lot of Photoshop skills to cut and paste something like that.
I don't know if Janet's the one doing that, though. But
going
you know.
Back and forth. And it's funny. She just literally just shifts everybody down on that first line and puts her first.
All you gotta do is just, you know what? Let's just have everyone just slide down a little bit.
Just a like, gentle push on over.
That's right. That's
gentle
right.
Nudge.
All right. Well, that's exciting.
So, that's fun.
Got that up, WDJX.com?
Yeah.
All right, good stuff.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Oh, you know that there was going to be some people finding love the weekend of St. Patrick's Day, right?
Of course.
Yes.
Just trying to get lucky.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I want the gold. Give me the gold.
Sure.
I want the gold.
Yeah.
That'll never not be old.
It will never not.
Craigslist Misconnections coming up here in just about 10 minutes on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. 62 today, 52 tomorrow, Friday 58. For the Papa John's 10-miler on Saturday. Oh, gosh. I just looked at it's a Papa John's 10-miler.
Did you just realize that?
I just realized that.
Like you were right now years old when you realized that was happening?
That's happening on Saturday morning.
Oh, wow. That is, how's your training going? How's your training?
55, race time probably around 36, 37 degrees.
How are we at with your training? How are we?
Well, the last time I ran was the Rhodes 10K, so I'd say it's going pretty well. Say it's going pretty well.
Oh, wow. So if you see a furry little bearded redhead face down along the route, just
I will tell you. The only thing I really love about the, there are several things I love about the Papa John 10 miler.
Uh-huh.
One,
pizza.
You get to go through Iroquois. Iroquois is beautiful.
Sure. Yeah. Pizza.
Two, uh-huh. It's the pizza at the end.
The pizza.
And three,
there's
a dude that's down there, because the race starts at like Central and Third, like right in that Jim Patterson area, you know?
Uh-huh.
There's a dude that's at a house that
and he's
is
always there?
Not a fan.
And oh, so he puts his
speakers on facing outside, and he like cranks his music.
Does he think that's probably everybody jammed up? Is that supposed to be punishment?
I don't think he. Yeah.
What's he playing?
Yeah.
Is it aggressive music?
Aggressive music. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, the Papa John's on Saturday there on 99.7 DJX.
How does he feel about Derby time for crying out loud?
He's in the wrong place if he doesn't like crowds.
Want to think about another neighborhood?
Coming up next, you know, when you think you've found love. On St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Found a lucky leprechaun.
A leprechaun of love.
You obviously write him a little love note.
Sure.
On Craigslist.
How else are you supposed to slide down that rainbow to happiness?
There you go.
Right?
Rainbow to happiness on the way. Craigslist misconnections coming up next. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. With St. Patrick's Day weekend just happened. You know, a lot of people probably were out. A lot of people had connections.
Oh, sure.
A lot of people met new people.
Love might have sparked. Over the green beer.
Over the green beer.
And beards.
So, you know, when that happens, sometimes maybe you're not in a spot where you can remember their name.
Right.
So you go home, you write them a little love
note
on Craigslist.
Sure. They'll see it.
And in with the hopes that they'll find it again.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections. Okay, Helster. Circle K, Fagenbush. Lovely area.
Yeah, man for woman.
Mm-hmm. Saw you this morning. Getting a polar poop, and I haven't been able to stop thinking about you.
I feel like that's a typo. They're polar pops they sell there. Yeah, okay.
You held the door open for me, and our eyes locked a few times.
That's sweet.
I'll take that to mean you're interested in me.
Of course, she's just polite.
You are beautiful, and it looked like you might be married.
Oh, no.
I'll take it that it's an unhappily marriage agreement from the way you undress me with your eyes.
Whoa there, buddy.
That's really presumptive.
You were wearing blue hospital scrubs and they looked amazing on you.
Nice. Really?
You could scrub me anytime.
Oh, God. Don't say that.
Truth bomb, I need a bath because I'm a bit of a roughneck. Tell me the awesome rock band that was on my shirt under my camo jacket.
Wow. But it's spelled Cambo.
Cambo jacket. Cambo Sorry.
Jacket.
Cambo jacket. Cambo. He's having an issue with spelling.
Well, spelling's
obviously
not his strong point, apparently.
All right. It's Craigslist missed connections.
Well, we're looking for the St. Patty's Day leprechaun.
Oh, wow.
This is a woman for man.
All right.
Okay. Here we go. You let me yank on your beard at Molly's.
Oh.
And then commented on my aggressive style. You asked if I felt lucky. And I said, well, that depends on how big your pot of gold was. Hey,
wow. All right.
Your shirt said hashtag lucky AF with a big arrow drawn in what looked like a Sharpie pointing downward.
I see you.
All right.
It was about 4 p.m. and you had started your libation celebration at 8 a.m. So I doubt you remember me at all.
Aw.
That's a long day.
Probably not.
But I was super impressed with how smooth you were able to spin, puke, wipe the beard, and rejoin our flirtation without missing a beat.
Aw.
Hashtag talent. Hashtag lucky AF. Hashtag beard yanker. Hashtag call me if you remember. And then this is where it gets real creative. So she actually wrote a limerick to illustrate their love story.
Stop it.
Would you like to hear it?
I would.
There once was a leprechaun from Molly's whose shirt asked me if I felt lucky. You pukes on your shirt, okay, but continue to flirt. Do you want to
Wow, what a poet. What a poet.
She's a poet. She didn't even know it.
What a poet. I wasn't expecting that.
I didn't write that.
What a
I did not write that.
What a poet.
I'm just reading it. Don't shoot the messenger. Just think of
I mean, what else do you rhyme lucky with, right?
It's a limited amount of words.
This has been
okay.
Craigslist Missed Connections. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. You can always get us on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play 99.7 DJX Radio and get our podcast and get live shows. You can get segments, live radios, all that stuff right there. Some text messages, 502-571-9970 from a listener commenting on Craigslist Missed Connections. OMG, I just spit my coffee out all over the car. Hashtag unlucky limerick. another text, OMG, no wonder these people are single. Text from Megan, OMG, I'm dying. These were the boldest missed connections I've ever heard.
Yeah, they're pretty bold.
Yeah, pretty bold. When you get a limerick written for you, I mean, that's pretty special.
That's the extra effort, isn't it?
That's pretty special.
Yeah.
Ricky texts in and says, OMG, I'm dying laughing. I had to pull over.
That's when you know it's really savage.
Well, listen, she deserves at least one date for that extra effort with the limerick writing. You kind of already
know where she wants to go with that.
The rhyming is masterful. She really lays it out. There's no guessing what she needs. Man,
she doesn't want a date. She wants straight to the bedroom.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Coming up after 8, another feel good. We try to balance everything out on the show.
That is a feel good right there.
You're right. I take that back.
Sorry. Another one.
And this one involves Camila Cabello.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
So she's rolling in there.
Okay.
You feel good on the way. Hang on.
She used to meet me on night shine, the city with a sun.
99.7 EJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, School Supplies Authority. More for your classroom, 30% off select items.
Locations Louisville and Eatontown, online at KentuckySchoolService.com.
We're about an hour away from another opportunity for you to get in on that trip to Universal and Hollywood. It's the Glitter Getaway.
It'd be fantastic.
Wouldn't it, though?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what the weather is like in Hollywood, California right now.
Probably pretty good.
Probably better than, 40 degrees right now.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Feel good. Do this every single hour. Powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com.
So this is the story of an 8-year-old chess champ. His name is Tammy.
Iwumi beat out 73 other children to win the New York State Championship for kindergarten through third grade.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not only did he win, he went undefeated.
All right. Yeah. Even better.
Wow.
An unlikely outcome since he learned the game just a year ago.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Been playing for a year. He's 8. What a boss.
Tani enrolled in the local elementary school where chess coaches Russell Makovsky and Sean Martinez taught him how to play.
Yeah, his family had fled, I think, their
Nigeria
country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, and they've been living in a homeless shelter.
Makovsky set up a GoFundMe page for the family. Within 3 days, thousands of strangers had donated over $100,000.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, despite living in a homeless shelter with his family, this kid has been thriving in school.
Holy cow.
Learned to play chess a year ago, beat out 73 competitors in his very first tournament, and wins.
Dang.
Like, this kid is amazing. And so now here's the fun part. So a lot of people obviously have been hearing about the story. It's been getting a lot of media attention, as it should. It's a pretty cool story.
Yeah.
Camila Cabello pitched in $10,000 to GoFundMe she talked about. At this point, it's up to $185,000.
Oh.
And they're moving into an apartment.
Yay!
Isn't that great?
That's cool.
That is awesome.
They're moving out of the homeless shelter.
Exactly.
That is awesome.
They're getting themselves a home.
All right, that is a feel good.
I think with Camila Cabello like, tipping in, then it's going to give so much more media attention. I bet in the next couple days, this is going to blow up even more.
Yeah, it's just been in existence for 4 days.
Yeah,
so they've raised that amount of money. So yeah, it should continue to rise.
Very cool. Feel good. Powered by Raise Ford on 99.7 DJX. .97 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Are you still on the Stranger Things bandwagon?
Well, I mean, as much as you can be, but it's not on yet. So
season three,
they
just released the trailer 14 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And there's Dustin.
At least someone's happy I'm home.
Is that his name, Dustin?
I think so.
The little turtle.
I've honestly forgotten.
Yeah. It's...
Oh, the toys
are
going nuts.
It's almost like Toy Story.
The toys are going nuts.
Yeah.
They're all going down the hall.
And he's armed with an aerosol can. And there's the crew. Oh, 11.
She was playing a prank.
Welcome home, Dustin.
Oh, that's pepper spray.
All right.
That's
all right.
It? That's all we get?
I don't know. That's all I'm playing. It's a 2 minute. It's a 2 minute trailer.
Okay. We'll invest some more time then.
Yeah. So,
okay. But look at how much older they look.
I know.
I mean, because it's literally been, what, 2 years? It's been a long time.
Has it been 2 years?
It feels like that.
All right.
But they have all significantly aged. Let's point that out. See, that's the danger of using kid actors to center a show that takes so long to shoot. They're going to grow up.
That's
but
right.
I'm still on board.
That's right.
I'm still in it.
Stranger Things 3 premieres July 4th.
I just still need 11 to be eating waffles. That's all I need to feel comfortable with it.
We'll post that up on the website. You can see the trailer on at 997DJX on Facebook and Twitter.
First Toy Story 4 drops on us yesterday.
Toy Story 4 yesterday, now Netflix.
There's so much to dive into.
There is a lot.
There's so much video logic.
All right. So that's going to be posted here.
So
shortly.
Wait, when are they unleashing it on
July
Netflix?
4th.
July 4th. Seriously?
That's take a break from the fireworks.
It's so far from now.
Yeah. Or you can be like me, Kelly, and not watch television, and you don't have to worry about this.
That is not an option.
Yeah, sorry, Kent. That doesn't work for us.
It's not an option.
No. All right, so there you go. WDJX.com. You can see that entire trailer. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, streaming TheBen and KellyShow.com. Today, first day of spring. It's also ice cream day.
Yes.
Dairy Queen. You can get a free small soft serve cone. Today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's my lunch.
Yes.
Yes. Ice cream.
Ice cream. Love ice cream. So you think when you walk into the office, it's going to be decorated in all pastels?
Probably.
Easter bunny's coming already.
Probably going to have a whole bunch of containers of different toppings, sprinkles.
Listen, I brought out my little Cadbury eggs already. I'm just getting in this. I'm getting in the Easter spirit. You know, it's spring. It's spring. I just put a little bowl on my desk, on my cubicle. I just put a little bowl there, and people are welcome to come by and just have one.
Oh, listen.
They need to ask first. But I don't like walking back to my desk after taking a potty break and seeing four or five missing.
Well, that's because Julie takes them all. She takes them all. You know that, right? Julie takes them all. She just takes a big old handful. She ignores the little sign that you put, the take one please sign. She ignores that. She takes them all. It's a big handful.
Listen, I even used glue and glitter on my sign this year.
Glue and glitter doesn't matter. Julie's just going to ignore it.
Anyways.
Yeah.
First day of spring. Welcome to the office. You know, we just passed St. Patrick's weekend.
Yeah, we did.
There was a lot of action that happened.
Well, of course, a lot of people were out. They were feeling festive.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So, when love is in the air, sometimes you go to Craigslist, to the misconnection section.
Well, yeah, they get so excited they forget to get names and numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whether you're at the Circle K on Fagenbush,
yeah,
or you're at Molly's over St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Love can bloom no matter where you are.
So let us let Post Malone serenade you, and then we'll do Craigslist misconnections. Coming up next. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You know, every week about this time, we... allow you to reach out to that person. Maybe you had an experience with that. I don't know. You didn't get their name or number or.
Yeah, but you had a spark.
Yeah, the moment just came and went and.
They sparked joy.
Yes.
They sparked joy.
Yes.
In your heart.
So you write them a little love sonnet or perhaps even a limerick on Craigslist.
Absolutely.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. All right. Go to Fagan Bush. Man for woman, Circle K. Saw you this morning getting a polar poop.
I hope it's not that.
And I get the typo.
And I haven't been able to stop thinking about you. Yeah. You held the door open for me and our eyes locked a few times.
That's really sweet.
I'll take that to mean you are interested in me. Or she's just polite.
She's just polite.
You are beautiful. And it looked like you might be married.
Oh, no. End of story. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
No.
No?
I'll take it that it's an unhappily marriage agreement from the way you undress me with your eyes.
Wow. Okay.
That's presumptuous.
You were wearing blue hospital scrubs, and they looked amazing on you.
Oh.
You know, you could scrub me anytime.
Oh. Why you gotta make it weird?
Truth bomb, I need a bath because I'm a bit of a roughneck. Tell me the totally awesome rock band that was on my shirt under my Cambo jacket.
The Cambo jacket.
That's
spelling's
a must.
Not a strong point.
A must for any wardrobe.
Sure.
Cambo jackets.
All right.
It's Craigslist Missed Connections.
Looking for the St. Paddy's Day leprechaun.
Oh.
Woman for man.
Okay.
You let me yank on your beard at Molly's.
Oh.
And then commented on my aggressive style.
Wow.
You asked if I felt lucky.
Okay.
And I said, well, that depends on how big your pot of gold was. Oh! Hey, yo! Oh.
All right.
Okay. I see you.
Your shirt said, hashtag lucky AF, with a big arrow drawn in what looked like a Sharpie pointing downward.
Right. DIY, I like that.
Crafty.
It was about 4 p.m. and you had started your libation celebration at 8 a.m., so I doubt you remember me at all.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. A long time.
Sure.
Invested some time. But I was super impressed with how smooth you were able to spin, puke, wipe the beard, and rejoin our flirtation without missing a beat.
Wow.
Yes.
That is talent.
Hashtag talent. Hashtag yeah. Lucky AF. Hashtag beard yanker. Hashtag call me if you remember. And then she wrote a limerick.
Oh, no.
Would you like to hear the limerick?
Yes, please, yes. please.
There once was a leprechaun from Kentucky whose shirt asked me if I felt lucky.
Oh.
You pukes on your shirt, but continued to flirt.
Yeah.
Do you want to f-
Oh my god. Wow. Just kind of puts it out there.
Straightforward.
What a poet. I mean, what else? To be fair, what else rhymes with lucky?
Not a lot of words.
Nope.
It just gets right to it.
Text from Megan. OMG, I'm dying. These were the most boldest misconnections I've ever heard. Ricky, I'm dying over here. I had to pull over.
Let's just get right to the finish line.
Just right to the finish line. Yeah.
There it is.
Oh, right my gosh. There. All right. So there you go. Again, we hope these people can find one another.
Oh, do we? I don't know if that's necessary.
That was a lot of effort to go into that.
It was a lot, though. Yes. She gets at least one date.
This has been Craigslist Missed Connection. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Can we go to Florida?
We should.
Yeah?
Let's go.
Lovely this time of year.
Little setting the bar story. It's the Florida Pancake Man. If you can somehow manage to make it through the day without, getting drunk and throwing pancake batter on someone, you're doing okay.
Oh, listen. It's batter? They didn't even cook it up? That's a waste of good batter.
Yeah, so his name's Dwayne.
Oh, Dwayne.
Dwayne got drunk. We don't know the relationship between Dwayne and the person that he threw the pancake batter at.
So did he just go show up at a stranger's house potentially?
Yeah, potentially he did. So Dwayne, Here's the thing. The person who was assaulted was doing the amazing thing called breakfast for dinner. and
was cooking up some pancakes.
Yeah, at around dinner time. So
delicious.
He walked up on her porch and started insulting her, which
drunk Dwayne.
If you're drunk and you're Dwayne, you're not insulting the person who's making pancakes.
To be fair, did he realize she was making the pancakes when he started flinging the insults, or like if he would have paused a second, realized she was making the pancakes, he could have waltzed in, sat down, and had a few, and said, "Hey, put some chocolate chips in mine."
He threw pancake batter at her, so I'm assuming he understood that there was pancakes being made, in which, Dwayne, you're doing it wrong.
Or maybe.
If you're drunk, you sit down and you sober up by eating pancakes.
Hang on a second. Maybe he got mad, started the insults, when he saw that she was making the pancakes, asked if he could come and sit down and have some, and she said no.
These are all great questions,
Kelly. Maybe that was the situation.
That makes sense.
That would make the sense.
Maybe he got upset that he saw she wasn't putting chocolate chips in the pancakes, and he was a big fan of chocolate chips
and
pancakes.
Could also be true.
Fair statement.
I know that is something that you are a big fan of.
Okay, yes, it's
so
my favorite.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
See, in a perfect world, it would be pancakes in sunny Florida with a cocktail. So if he brought some of the beverages
that made him drunk, he already had the cocktails.
He did the cocktails
and
then decided to insult and then assault. He's been charged with felony battery.
Both are bad.
They're in Florida.
Well, next time, bring the mimosas and make it a little breakfast party.
Okay. So Dwayne,
he should probably put down the mimosas.
Let's take a pause.
Dwayne,
you're done. Yeah. You're done. You're doing it wrong. You need to sober up with the pancakes.
Not
insult and assault pancake batter.
That's not good.
There you go. Florida. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting drunk and throwing pancake batter on someone, you're doing okay.
That's unfortunate.
There you go. That's Florida making the show on 99.70JX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Hey, guess what? Kelly is going to gently touch a button will happen.
I'm not touching that. You can't make me touch that.
With doctor-like qualities and precision.
Someone is just tuning in right now and just heard me say that, and they're driving off the road right now not knowing what the heck kind of show this is.
That's right.
I'm not touching that.
That's right.
You can't make me.
She's going to gently.
No, I'm not.
Gently.
Nope.
Touch.
Not happening.
The button.
Ew.
And you'll get into win.
9.
That is on the way on DJX. Nope. 99.70JX, Ben Davis and Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, your school supplies authority. Buy more for your classroom, 30% off select items.
Locations, Louisville and E-Town, online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
You going to touch it?
No, I'm not touching it.
Come on.
You can't make me touch it.
Aw, thanks. Thank you so much.
Didn't it feel good?
Thank you so much.
It did not.
Thank you so much. Ninth caller, 502-571-9970. Get in to win. Hollywood, California, Universal Studios trip. It's Glitter Getaway.
Thank goodness we're giving away a trip to make up for all that.
On 99.70JX. All right, feel good stories. Do these every single hour. Powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city.
Guys.
RaiseFord.com.
Guys. McDonald's is slaying the giveaway game.
What are they doing?
Okay, they just announced. Literally just announced.
Monopoly is back?
No.
Oh.
Good guess, though. That's always fun. McDonald's and Lazy Boy are partnering up for the ultimate sweepstakes to give away a McDelivery couch.
What does that mean?
It's a couch. Okay? Let me put on like my best game show voice to describe to you. The couch is designed for maximum relaxation because Lazy Boy's slogan is live life comfortably, duh, that's a given. Sure. But then you throw in light up cup holders, adjustable seats, a cozy branded blanket. That's not all. Built-in phone chargers for all your food ordering purposes. Lazy Boy's stain-resistant fabric eye clean and McFlurry chillers. Yes, you heard that right. The McDelivery couch has coolers built into the center consoles meant to keep your McFlurry at the optimal 33 degrees.
All right.
So then you can sit there and order Uber Eats. Let's bring it right to you. You never have to get up.
All right.
I am going to be making lazy for life.
Okay.
This is amazing.
All right.
So you have to like tweet some stuff. You got to be sure to tag hashtag McDelivery sweepstakes at Uber Eats and at McDonald's. You got through April 8th. You can enter every day, once per day. And there you go. It could be yours. You can see what it looks like. See a little video. It looks amazing.
All right.
We should get that for the studio.
Even if it doesn't fit, like, you could build a house around this thing. It would be worth it. Just if it doesn't fit, you just build a new house. Build it around the couch.
Kelly is, She's all in on this.
I'm just saying.
All in.
I'm ready to have a reason to sit and never have to get up. Never have to give it up.
You might get a little
chunky. Maybe potty breaks. That's
all right.
It.
Well, that's your feel good.
WDJX.com.
It's cool. Right. Powered by Ray's Ford there on 99.7 DJX. All right. Remember, you are getting in right now at 502-571-9970. Glitter Getaway. Ninth caller gets it. Ava Max, 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Kelly, I can't reach. Will you touch it?
No, I'm not touching it.
Please.
You can't make me.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks. Sarah, what are you doing?
Driving.
Where are you going? Anywhere in particular?
No, just the doctor.
Well, I hope everything goes well. Sarah, you're in to win. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
You are welcome.
Yeah, girl.
All right.
For you, we've got some tickets to see the Little Mermen, which is a cover band of Disney songs, so that's pretty cool. But then also, you're registered to fly out to Hollywood, California, spend a couple days at Universal Studios.
Yes, that is awesome.
You are welcome.
Yeah.
We get a winner on Monday. Another shot to get in to win coming up at 1.
And then we get to never play that again? Never?
I mean, I'll always have this as a button.
No, I don't think we need to.
Because you just never know when the magic will need to happen.
Never gonna need it.
All the time we talk about farting and tooting, so let's make it a little more magical for you.
I don't think we need that.
I want the go. Give me the go. I want the go.
Give me the go.
That button I approve. I approve that one.
I want the go.
Yeah. That's necessary.
All right, cool. All right, another shot for you. Coming up, 1 o'clock on 99.7 DJX. I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. When the evening falls, and I'm left there with my thoughts, and the image of you being with someone else, well, it's eating me up inside. But we ran our course. We pretended we're okay. Now if we jump together, at least we can swim far away from the wreck we made. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile.
Thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. Even though I might not like this, I think that you'll be happier. I want you to be happier. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me.
DJX, shots coming to Louisville. We're going to have more tickets for that show to give away as the show gets closer. 99.7 DJX. Kat, you all right? She had a bit of a scare. She runs back into the studio literally like 4 seconds ago.
Yeah.
I'm literally so sweaty. That moment when you see the toilet water rising rapidly.
After you flushed it.
It's supposed to go down. You scream at Kelly to help and get in mom mode.
I hear the screaming start to happen inside the stall.
You guys were in the restroom together.
Yes. And she goes, oh my God, oh my God, what do I do? And I'm like, what just happened? And she busts out and she's like, look, it's rising. So I grab the plunger.
Oh, gosh.
I'm in position. Hey. I'm ready to go.
You held it like a baseball bat.
I did. I was ready.
Yeah. And
then I didn't have to spring into action because then it started to recede and do what was God intended for the toilet to do.
You mean flush?
Whatever. Yes.
Okay.
22 years old and I still feel like I need my mom.
All right.
It's Kelly K.
All right. So tragedy.
I was ready.
Tragedy averted. All right. We're good.
It's fine.
We're
didn't have to do anything. My shoes are unscathed. That's the best part.
And your sweat level?
Back to zero.
Back to zero.
That's good things.
Good.
Wow.
Halsey, it's 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You miss anything on the show, you can always catch up on the podcast, or you can go to your smart speaker and ask it to play 99.7 DJX Radio.
You say catch up, and then I think sandwich.
No, I don't mean sandwich. I just mean like you miss anything, you can listen back on the podcast.
You say that, but I think sandwich.
And when you think sandwich, you think face sandwich.
I'm hungry.
Listen to entire shows. We've got segments all up there.
Snackable.
Yeah. You can keep up also via text and social media at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-571-9970. Hello.
Yes. I just wanted y'all to know I'm here from Texas, working in Kentucky.
Well, welcome.
And I've been listening to y'all's morning show. Man, y'all are freaking hilarious.
Appreciate it, man.
So much.
What's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan, that's awesome. We always love to hear what people from out of town think of our little show.
Yeah, usually people don't necessarily get it, but
that Craigslist thing y'all just did was hilarious.
What part of Texas are you from, Ryan?
Southeast Texas.
That's great.
Down at the coast of Louisiana and Texas.
Oh, Ryan, well, I appreciate you checking in. How long are you in town for?
I'll be working here for probably a year, maybe longer.
Nice. Oh. Well, we hope you stick around.
Oh, yeah. I got y'all saved in my preset.
Yes.
Sweet.
Texas Ryan. We'll call you Texas Ryan.
Yeah,
okay?
You're in our squad now, so welcome.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, thank you so much for checking in, and you have a great day. Thank you so much for calling.
All right, thank you.
Look at that. Texas Ryan.
I love that when we can have newly minted squad members.
Texas Ryan, he sounded a little bit like he could be the southern cousin of Robert Hassenpepper.
I think so. They have to be related.
Absolutely.
They have to
be. Yeah, he's in the family.
Well, we'll have to call Texas Ryan, see how things are down in the Lone Star State.
So invite him over for a barbecue.
Well, and get some barbecue.
Yeah.
All right. Guys, have a good one. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Today, rather be the hunter than the prey. And you're standing on the edge, face up, cause you're a natural. A beating heart of stone. You gotta be so cold to make it this world. Yeah, you're a natural. Living your life like a pro. You gotta be so cold. Yeah, you're a natural. With somebody. See the light within the dark trees shadowing what's happening. Looking through the glass, find the wrong within the past, knowing we are the youth. Caught until it bleeds out of wood without the peace, face a bit of the truth. The truth. That's the price you pay. Deep inside me, I'm fading.